But, you know, these guys were hunting. They had reverted way back to the early days of America, you know, and that's how a lot of guys made a living. And that's what they did.
But yeah, early on, when he was telling the story early on, I have a computer board I watch here with Fast Blast, and they were coming in. They were very judgmental.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As you can imagine. But, I mean, look, you could sit here and pour judgmentally over what he did, and it's not going to change anything. I wanted to get the story as it was laid out, and that's how he gave it to us, right, wrong, or whatever.
He showed so much courage, much more than the average person, to come forward and to tell you about this and then provide you with the wherewithal to reveal this. And, you know, that way these deaths won't be for nothing.
Well, he asked you, I thought, a question that caused you to pause a moment. He asked if he was in danger now.
Yes.
Or it could be from the family that's left, if there was more of a family. He seems to think that there's more of them out there. With what you know about Bigfoot, would it have that kind of memory, or would it act instinctually, or something in between? And that says a lot about what Bigfoot is and isn't.
No, I think they're extremely intelligent. I've had them or give me gifts when they happen to have seen me stop. One time I stopped, this is an example, one time I stopped in the middle of the woods with a young boy that was with us, and he was just fiddling around, and he had found a dead turkey. So, you know, a wild turkey. So I knelt beside the kid, and I showed him the turkey feathers and this and that and all that. When we got back to camp, and after that, we were always given gifts of turkey feathers that would be inserted into the ground a good inch to an inch and a half. This is reaching out, you know. This is saying, oh, wow, you guys are interested in that. Here, let me show you. Here, let me give you a gift. Now this doesn't come from some animal.
No.
You know?
No, no.
And I think that what has happened is probably they tracked him, or maybe there was others in the area, although I kind of doubt it because they would have attacked him. But they identified him, and they've been watching him, and I think they're pretty much sympathetic in a lot of ways. God only knows. I don't know. I do know that if we were able to get down there, I think that we could go to that site. Unless they went back, now here's a question that just came to my mind. Unless the family of the Bigfoot went back and removed those bodies. It is possible. They do bury their own, and they have a very specific way of burying them.
When that one rose up, Robert, if he had not killed it that instant, it would have killed him?
Probably. Yes, yes, yes. Because obviously the male was either dead or dying and had gone to the female, or the female had picked him up and carried him and took him into deep bushes. This is absolute textbook.
Typical of what they do?
Sure, it's textbook. And when they get hunted, that's exactly what they do. So here this guy comes along, and he comes in after them. Her mate is dead. And the first thing she did was a growl or shout at him, trying to get him to back off. And then she rose up, and of course, this is a combat-trained individual. He's not going to back off. He's going to do what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he said had a lot of ring of truth to it. So if I were him, I wouldn't... It's sorry that it happened, but my God, let's close the chapter by not letting these people die for nothing. That would be the tragedy, because it's going to happen again.
Robert, what do we know about these creatures? What are these creatures? I over the years, I've done so many programs, and I range from thinking they're part of the paranormal, kind of disputed by what we just heard. I mean, if they were paranormal, they'd probably just blink out or some who knows what. And if they're not paranormal and they're real and what we seem to see when we look at photographs of them, then what are they?
I think they are an ancestor of humanity, of the Homo sapiens today. We have this problem. We have this blind spot, Art, and that is, it was caused by our religions that told us that 6,000 years ago the earth was created and we were put on it. And ever since that point, And it was created for us. We have the arrogance to believe that this entire world and all the animals and bugs and all this stuff was created for us.
Yeah, that all of this was created, that there wasn't, that there is no such thing as evolution.
Exactly.
That we were just plopped down here, Adam and Eve, bite of the apple, into the...
Now, the question comes, and here's where they can debate this forever. This may have been the car that was selected by our maker to insert the soul. We're getting a little esoteric there, but that is one way of looking at it, perhaps.
The original car?
Like a Model T
or something?
Exactly. This was these are the people that were perfectly adapted, you know. They don't need, he doesn't have to worry about them being cold or hot. They take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to plow. They don't have to plant. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take vaccinations. They're doing fine. We, on the other side, everybody talks about us evolving. Hell, we've devolved. Mm. Take our clothes off of us and throw us outside and find out how long we last. You know, for us, we have to have another animal's skin on our feet, for God's sake, the leather on our shoes.
That's absolutely true.
You know, we have devolved when it came to the earth. Here these people are, the Bigfoot people. They're perfectly adapted. They have the linguistic, you know, in that audio cassette that you have from Moreland, that we have actual imitation of verbiage.